This is the OAccess Jamaica podcast, Reasonings with Odessa, episode 17, Corona.
Me love every woman in the world, the girls them pretty like diamonds and pearl, but a one girl me no want. Corona alone, me but me no want her. So anybody see her, tell her stay far. This girl walking to every man in a town, so me know I no true, me drive a fat car. Corona alone, me but me no want her. So anybody see her, tell her stay far. This girl walking to everyone in a town, so me know I no true, me is a big star.
Yes, that was Corona by Silvercat. Now, boy, you guys... You know the younger millennials, like I'm going to have a millennial coming on in a few, but you millennials, if you don't know who Silvercat is, stop saying it's Budja Banton. It is not Budja Banton. This is Silvercat, who used to be a part of Shocking Vibes crew. Big up all the original Shocking Vibes crew. And I'm really happy that he came back out with something fresh and something new and something fun that just, like, makes people remember who Silvercat is, because he was a badass DJ, still is a bad DJ. So, Silvercat, if you're listening to this, big up your blood clot self. All right, so now that you guys have Lysoled and rubbing alcohol up the place and everything, I don't have Corona. I was just having a bit of fun at the beginning with the whole vibe. And you know us black people, we just like to make fun and have fun out of everything that's in a bad situation. Anyway, so this podcast is a little different. I don't have any amazing super special guests. I'm just joined with a millennial, one of my favorite millennials. I have a list of probably 10 favorite millennials. This is one. Her name is Christine V. She works at OAccess Jamaica. Christine, more vibes, man. I'm to you.
I'm in top 10 of
you. Oh, you feel good. Yeah. You feel good because I gave you some white rum and orange juice.
Well,
yeah, you don't know. You don't know. So Christine and I just talking about some stuff that are going to be up on the podcast, and not the podcast, the blog. See, the rum is talking. That are going to be up on the blog or is already up on the blog. And some of it is to do with music. Now, I'm going to kick off from non-reggae first, Christine, and I'm going to jump into the J Electronica album, The Written Testimony, right? And I waited so long for this album, yo. I can't say I'm a huge, huge fan of J Electronica, but I rate him. You know, I didn't rate him and know him because he's the baby father of Erykah Badu, or him just crying off the rich Rothschild, or some rich girl let him just have baby for. I just like his flow. I like that he is a black Muslim and a member of Nation of Islam. I love the fact that this album as well kicked off with the Honorable Louis Farrakhan as well, who is one of my heroes, and I call him Unks for those that closely know me, but now you know. One thing I was a bit peed off with people talking on social media about was that there's a lot of, like, millennials like you, Christine, that were just, oh, yo, wow, I've been waiting for this J Electronica album. And I'm like, weren't you 10? You were fucking 10. How the fuck do you know about J Electronica when you're just like blood clot 21? So it's like, I feel like people are faking the funk. A lot of people are faking it to act like they're in the know. If you don't know, you just don't know, right? Mm-hmm. You don't know who the hell he is.
I don't know, man.
Have you listened to the project yet?
I listened to the first song.
Okay.
The first song. It was deep.
Okay. You're going to listen to the rest of it. You're not really a hip-hop girl, though, are you?
I'm a reggae girl, you know?
You're a reggae girl. Right. So speaking of reggae, let's go into the reggae tracks that we're feeling on OAccess Jamaica right now. And the first track is albums and tracks. So the first track is from Chronix, and it's called Della
Move.
What do you like about it?
Della Move is so... It's different is what it is, right? It has, you hear Chronix little rappish kind of voice coming in with the reggae, as you said before, the Naya Bingi drums, the, you know, trap music. So it kind of brings the old with the new, plus the video. The video is fantastic. Whoever directed that is
Nabel. Nabel is a
shit. Big up to that man.
Google him. Google him. Like, if you got Nabel on your doing a video for you, things your shit show.
Yeah, man. No, like, you should, guys, you should watch that because, you know, it You see this, the boy in his closet, you know, speaking to himself, like he's encouraging himself, telling himself words. This boy grows into, you know, becomes Granix. Yeah? And you see him running outside, him, I don't know if he's just breathing or if that's talking, but yo, fire coming out of the man's mouth. And hot.
Yeah, Chronix is just spitting fire. I think this album, Chronix mentioned that this is the darkest song that he's done probably ever. But I also want to big up JLL. Now, JLL is another number added to my favorite millennial. JLL is a producer. If you don't know him, he's produced Jazzy Lee's Fresh and Clean. He wrote and produced this track with Chronix, as I said. He didn't write it. He produced this track or sent Chronix the beat like 3 years ago, and Chronix just got round to using it. So JLL is one to watch, guys. He spoke to us on OXS Jamaica, so look out for that post coming up. It should be up like now when you're clicking on or listening to this podcast now. So big up JLL, big up Chronix. Della Move, Della Splash, the album is going to be coming out very soon, and everybody's wondering what's this Della. Della is Della Vega City, Spanish town in Come and Grow, so he's keeping homage to where he's from. So check out that track. And the next one is an album, and it's from my prettier sister. You know, I call her the younger Odessa. Big up yourself, Janine. God, I love this whole album, Note to Self. Note to Self just puts you, it's perfect right now. It's perfect for what's going on in the world right now with Coronaville and how we think, our thought process, and, you know, just, it's just amazing, guys. It's beautiful. I text her today and I said, boy, sis, I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy that this project is finished. The visuals are amazing. Everything is great. Christine, you watched the short, right?
I did. I watched that. It was inspirational. I like that. Janine, you're doing your thing, man. Plus the song that you did with Chronix.
Mm-hmm.
It will be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect for right now. Just like you said, it is perfect right now. You wake up in the morning, you listen to that song.
I'm gonna be okay. Ah. Mm-hmm. And Janine is actually still in the motherland. She's actually in Ethiopia now. She did like a little, she does yoga. She's a proper yoga instructor. And she did a couple of yoga series out there and shows and stuff like that. So, yo, Janine, we love you. This project is amazing. Just keep growing and showing. And hopefully you can get to tour it pretty soon, hopefully. But if not, in the meantime, guys, go out and listen to A Note to Self, Janine. All right, so there's another track that's out right now. We're just going to keep it a little more dancehall-y. It's number one trending from the number one trending girl, Kiala, I should say. I don't really talk about Shensia a lot, but this song is something that, you know, a lot of people are talking about, and it's called the Side Chick Song. And I'm sorry, I kind of like this song. You know why? Because it's relatable. Every woman has been a side chick. Every woman. Christine, I don't know if you say you haven't, but I can relate to this song very much so. So I think you guys need to listen and tell me what you think about this. You know, you can leave your comments on the, you know, podcast platform or even on OAccess Jamaica. Christine, what do you think about Shensia's side chick song?
I mean, as you said, everybody has probably been a side chick. Yeah, even man a side chick sometimes. Yes.
Not but, man a side chick.
But what I'm saying is...
Why are you looking like that? Monday's like...
I'm going to speak for my, what do you call it now? My group, millennials.
Yeah.
I think millennials tend to have a thing where you might be thinking something in the back of your head. And even if it's bad, you're not going to do it because you're alone. But once you see a celebrity talk about it, or you see 500 other more people do it,
mm-hmm.
you're brave. You get up, you take up yourself now and do it. You know, say it's immoral,
mm-hmm.
but you're braver with it now. You're bold.
Is it immoral to be a side chick?
It's not immoral. It's immoral to endorse it. I believe that even if you find out, say you're a side chick, sister, just cut and go through. You know, you don't need that.
But maybe, you know, when you listen to the lyrics of the song, she's like, she knows it's wrong, but the cocky nice, and she now left it, and she's just enjoying it.
For now.
For now, but there'd be people that have been side chicks for years.
Yeah.
There's people that are in relationships. So, you know, we could even discuss that. Why not just be like polygamy? We're going into the whole polygamy thing. Mm. Like, you might as well just marry the women and just have your different wives and everybody's comfortable and Bob's your uncle.
Oh, I'm selfish, you know. No, brother. Better you make me your wife or you go have some side chick, because if me find one say me and your side chick, brother, you're dead. I hate that. Me not in them something. Me kind of, yeah, me can't go tell my mother, say, you know, say married to one man and have some other one. No, sister, no, me can't do that. No, but well, I'm here, so you cheat for me, I'm going to have the money in my account, you see?
And you cut.
Yeah, man, me can't cut. You
everybody's been a side. I've been a side chick and I don't know, and I've been a side chick and I do know. And it's not necessarily if the man is married. It just could be the guy's in another relationship with somebody. And you do know, and you know what you're getting yourself into. Mm. And then there's times where you don't know what you're getting yourself into and you find out and then you cut. So I think this is a good song. This is the only, like, probably this is the second Shenseea song that I like, aside from the one that she did with Cartel. So Shenseea, you get to big up yourself. You get to big up your blood clot self for this song. I like it. I like it. And speaking of likes, you know, somebody doesn't really. Jada Kingdom post a wicked picture today. It was so like, Jada, you know, so your body's banging. And this photo was shot by one of my favorite photographers in Jamaica, Wade. And the on the top, it said wife material. And that coleslaw is a side dish and she's no coleslaw. I don't know. The Jada and Shenseea saga still continues. As long as they're making money, I'm good. But, you know, that picture was hot anyway. Go into Jada Kingdom's Instagram, check it out. It was hot. It was hot. Jada, you're hot. You're hot. Anyway, I'm a young old kind of person because, you know, most people, when they find out my age, Joelle Non-Darkham, they like basically shit in their pants, Joelle Non-Darkham. Speaking of Joelle, like my brethren Joelle, he put me onto a Netflix show. So we're going to talk about like some shows that I've been watching on Netflix. What you guys can watch and what I suggest for you guys to watch during coronavirus time. All right, the first one is Elite, a bunch of messy, privileged and poor Spanish kids at school. And it has something to do with a lot of murders. So it's dubbed over, but I don't give a fuck about the dubbing over. I just watch it. It's good. So check that one out. Second one is Queen Sono. It's a South African series. It's the first Netflix South African series. You know me, everything Africa, just blood clot support it. So go and watch that one. The next one is On My Block. On the Block or On My Block? On My Block. Christine, you've just started. I told you to watch the first series. What do you think about it?
Oh, I think it's great. It's a good little spin to a little, you know, inner city kind of vibe. I like that football guy. I don't remember his name. The part where he was rolling in the grass because he wanted his parents to think he went to football practice.
Jamal, you like the character Jamal.
Yes.
The black guy. He's the only black guy. So it's basically set in South Central Los Angeles. And you know South Central Los Angeles is set with a lot of Spanish and black people. So Jamal is like from a good family and he's quirky, he's nerdy, and I guess that's why you like him. Because Christine is quirky and nerdy as well, guys. All right. So it's about love, it's drama, and it's a comedy, and it's so cool. I think it's season three now. You're on season one. And guys, just watch it. I love it. I crack up. I crack up every time I watch it. And then the final one is close to my heart as well, being part of the Nation of Islam and growing up in the Nation of Islam. It is Who Killed Malcolm X? And I'm still on episode 3 because it's hard for me to take it all in. But it's basically about a former member of the Nation of Islam who couldn't get over the fact that Malcolm X's death is still, no one knows who killed him. So he spent his time trying to do research and to find out who exactly killed him. Was it the FBI or was it the Nation of Islam? I know, so I want you guys to go and watch it. Even though I haven't watched it, I do know. So go out and check those off. That's our Netflix picks. Right, Christine?
Yep, doody.
All right. All right. So I said H1, what do you call it?
N1.
Oh, my God. It's COVID-19. Like, I'm kind of over it. I'm tired of the frigging news. I'm tired of press conferences. Hey, you know what? I did not know who the Minister of Finance was until COVID-19.
Oh, come on.
I don't know what he looked like until COVID-19.
Come on.
What's his name again?
Nigel.
Nigel William?
Clark?
Nigel Clark. Yeah. Nigel, sir, we never know what you look like until COVID-19. So at least you're good on the eyes. You're good on the eyes. Yeah. I'm a mess, but you're good on the eyes. You're good on the eyes, I must say. But I'm kind of out of it. I'm over it. It's really annoying me now. Everyone is on social media now, like trying to get attention, and it's really pissing me off right now.
There's nothing else to do, man.
They can read a book.
Isolation.
You can read a book. Okay, there's things that you can do. You can do, and worse for the people them that have the picnic them out of school. Lord Jesus. I feel sorry for you guys. And I'm looking directly at you, Secret Service agent.
No, but you only feel sorry for the ones who didn't spend time with the children. So they don't know what to do.
Yeah, you got a point, you know. Mm-hmm. Those that don't spend time with their children are like going mad. Mm-hmm. Those that spend time with their children or have activities.
Thing. It's just another.
You know, thing. You can play board games, you can play Ludi, you can give them like, you can do craft stuff with them. You can do stuff without the
technology.
Yeah.
My kids take technology break.
That's
good.
So they go outside and they play. They have board games. Like in one day, they'll go through like three different board games. They play darts.
There's so much things to do. But what about those that are cooped up in America?
Mm-hmm.
In an apartment and it's cold, or in Italy or in Spain or somewhere, and it's just like they've just got. Speaking of that, sorry to cut you. Listen, British Airways flight people, them
complaining.
The people them that bring down a couple of the corona people, them from England, not my people, guys. I'm a Jamaican citizen as well, all right? But the people them that bring down the people them that bring in the corona on British Airways. Why are the stewards and the staff and the crew complaining that they're not allowed to walk up and down and walk out? Bruh. That's the new thing at the Pegasus Hotel.
You're quarantined
right now.
In a hotel. Thank you.
You have free food and you have a balcony and you have views.
Go sit your ass down.
Entitlement.
Yes. British entitlement. They want to go back to England where there's nothing. Let them send them back to England where there's nothing.
Yeah, send them back with the COVID.
Wait, call. Go back over there. Extra COVID, because everybody's running up and down, still in the gym, still doing whatever they want to do. Boris is a nutter. He's not doing anything right. I need to big up our Prime Minister right now and the government that are doing, I think they're doing extra. Let's give them a round of applause.
Yeah, bro, God.
Yes.
Health Minister.
Our Prime Minister and our Minister of Health, Minister Fitters, Tofton. Yes, you guys are doing so well. Like, you're just locking down things. The next thing we want to do, though, is stop the planes from coming in. We're going to have to probably lock off tourism for a bit.
They mentioned that, you know.
No, but there's still people when are they doing that? They're doing that. They stopped Wednesday?
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Yes.
We're doing good. What I'm sorry for, though, is the people in Bull Bay. I've been hearing things. I'm not so sure. They said they were sending kids to them in Bull Bay, but people are like, oh my God, we're starving. Oh, we need
food. But they're sending food to them now.
It's incorrect. Mm-hmm. It's propaganda. So if you pay attention to what the Ministry of Health and everybody is doing now they're showing you what they're sending. Because all the people are doing is taking out specific items.
Mm-hmm. And then saying there's nothing in there.
They're getting. So lard on a disgusting. Trying to politicize it, so that's what they're trying to do. You understand? Wow. So. You know,
so
it's propaganda.
It's disgusting.
Wicked, man. Why not can't just...
Speaking of that, the cure from Cuba. That I think is disgusting as well. If you've got a cure, then let your opposition know. So the PNP party now have, who we all know have close relationships with Cuba, and Venezuela. We used to get cheap gas them there from the Venezuelans. And we've always, and they've always had a close relationship with Cuba. Big up Michael Manley forever.
Mm-hmm.
They now, apparently Cuba's found a cure for COVID-19. If the opposition leader knew about this all along, why did he choose to do it in parliament, like, nah, 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 we got the thing. You guys haven't got it. Nah.
Wimp.
I'm just like disgusted. Everything has to be, not everything has to be politicized.
You're a wimp.
This is where I definitely have something to say.
What do you have to say? Turn the mic.
Right now,
yeah.
It should be a collective effort from government. It should
be. Yeah.
All right. People should be congratulating the government of Jamaica.
Yes.
To separate and make it bipartisan, all right? Or this politicized...
It's bullshit. Somebody right putting now, out their posters with their numbers.
The PNP has done a disservice to Jamaica their behavior.
And to the people that have set the trend for the PNP in the past.
Yeah, it's a big disservice. Now it's not about politics.
It is
because
not.
People can't vote for the people there.
Exactly.
Protect your people.
Facts.
Bruv, and right now to home me, I never vote a day in my life. But if tomorrow did that election, DM me, I could green up. Prosperity. Listen
still,
to me.
Still not
vote. I mean, no, but still. You understand?
PNP has
but if you,
no
if you
credit.
Know
I'm
you
so disgusted.
Have a cure, brother, you step up.
They have no credit in my eyes, right?
I'm so disgusted. How can you have a cure party? And not tell anybody? How?
Well,
how?
The thing is, it has been public that Cuba had a treatment.
Mm-hmm.
That, this treatment is not new.
Mm-hmm.
It's an immune booster that Cuba has had. From back in the early days, 1980s or something like that.
That's probably why Fidel was alive
no,
for
but
so long.
That's what he was about, though. Fidel was about health
and
lifestyle.
Right.
So, you know, I've been to Cuba, and contrary to what the media puts out, Fidel actually was thinking more about the mortality of his people.
That's right.
You understand?
Yeah.
So their health rate, if you pay attention to what goes on in Cuba, they're at the least health risk. They found cures for cancers. Their medical system.
Saying?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, man. They're way ahead on this thing. So, right now in Italy, it's China and Cuba that came
and
together to go to Italy to help out. Jamaica is Cuba's best
friend.
You know? So, anything that's happening in Cuba, if there's a disaster, we're the first ones to go to Cuba.
And
to
they're here. They actually
like
have
them.
Cuban doctors
they,
here
they
right
run,
now.
They run, come here, anything that's happening. So, so no, they're not going to leave us all to dry.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? But for the political party to separate
disgusting.
And not say, yo, this is about us as Jamaicans, it's ridiculous.
On a need for
fix-ups.
Yeah, on a need for fix-ups.
Fix
that's bad. Fix-up.
Why, man? Why? Look a boy and look a girl on a fool.
All right, let's have some fun now. Shizzle my nizzle. Ellie. Ellie. Jesus Christ, Ellie. Me no know, Ellie. Like, so Elephant Man went away on tour, European tour, a couple of weeks before the whole scare of Corona hit the Caribbean and America. It was in Italy. It was in full blast in Italy. He went, he did his tour, and apparently Anthony Miller blasted Joe, asking him last week on Entertainment Report, how could you, as a person that manages Elephant Man, send him on tour? I don't think Joe had any much to say about that. Elephant Man came back on the island yesterday and a voice note was sent through everybody's WhatsApps with a customs or an immigration officer complaining that Elephant Man was rude, Elephant Man disregarded her and her staff. When they asked him where has he come from, he didn't fill out the right forms. And et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So Ellie went home. This is in Sangster Airport. Ellie's gone home. And yesterday, I think when he got there, he put out an apology.
Mm-hmm.
Reading the apology. Saying that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What did say? What did
really,
say?
Really, really, really sorry. Sorry.
Yeah, me sorry.
Yes, I'm really, really, really sorry.
Me sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm a bit tired, so me just fill up the form wrong.
I yes, and he was reading from his phone.
Yes.
It looked so fake.
It was just not sincere at all, Ellie. Ellie.
No.
I understand that Jamaican customs and immigration are rude to some people. But in this day and age and this time, You've got to be, you know, you can't do that, brethren. You can't. Mm-mm. You can't. Everybody knew you're on European tour. Everybody see it on your Instagram. Not even Anthony Miller had to bat up Joe to pull it out of Joe to say anything. You understand me? Everybody knew. Ellie, fix up. Anyway, Ellie is back on the island. He said he self-quarantined himself. Let's hope he doesn't have the corona, because I still love my Ellie. But Ellie, management, everybody, you guys have to do better. And that goes to every entertainer that's touring or is on their way back on the island, or if they can't come in, oh well. But Una have to do better. Mm-hmm. Really have to do better.
And people look up to Una. People...
Creatives, during this time right now, just think about, I know that we're losing work and a lot of us are losing work, but I'm talking specifically for my industry and how the economy is working. This is a time now for us to be extra focused. This is a time now that if anything that you haven't picked up that you wanted to do while you were earning and you're not, you have the chance to do it right now, put it that way. So I want you guys to stay focused. Keep your mind sharp. Your mind governs your body. Keep it sharp and keep upbeat. I understand like it's really hard for a lot of us right now, but I want everybody to kind of just keep upbeat, because your energy goes to other people. It connects to everybody that's around you. When somebody's energy is down, it brings everybody down, and it's better to kind of just be upbeat and extra focus and time to share information or share ideas. Like if you wanted to write a book or a short story, or you wanted to do a short film, start doing that. You understand? If you wanted to go out and do a series of photos, why not just do a series of photos of quarantine life, or photo series of your family, or just, you know, be creative. Those that want to do a podcast and always wanted to do a podcast, set it up. There are free online webinars. There's free stuff out there for us to do online. So I just want you guys to stay upbeat, stay positive. I always say positive energy, positive solutions. And I want everybody that listens to this podcast to keep that energy going and keep that energy up. All right, guys, that's it. I want you guys to remember to stay safe, wash your hands, do not touch the blood clot road if you don't have to. Do not touch the blood clot road if you don't have to. Just stay in and go back and listen to the rest of the podcast that you haven't listened to. And also subscribe on the podcast platform of your choice. Click it. And if you're on Apple, just give us a little ratings. Naman ka general star. And I just mean... My name's Odessa. Linkage laters. Peace. This podcast was also brought to you by Ideas Evolution Jamaica.